And what a competition! £11,000 in holiday prizes must be won, including 12 fabulous JWT Continental holidays. Collect an entry form with every order only at 1 hour photo. So,
clap hands, stamp your feet, bang on the big bass drum. What a picture, what a service, dum 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 dum. 1 hour photo, the one.
1 hour photo, Grafton Street, opposite Trinity College, Galleria and ILAC Centre.
Here's a great new idea from Chieftain Holidays. Book your getaway for this year today and you'll save, save, save.
Yes, book your flight to Canada this year with Chieftain before February 14th and we guarantee your holiday price right after departure. But you could be in for the surprise of a lifetime because with every deposit paid to Chieftain before February 14th goes the chance to win your Air Canada holiday flight absolutely free. Valentine's Day could be the start of your Canadian affair absolutely free.
And you'll save on this year's Chieftain Holidays.
Moy Glass, the household name in aluminium windows and doors. Phone 503-232.
Your music is radio number.
I'm riding in your car. You turn on. You're pulling me close. I just say no. I say I don't like it, but you know I'm a liar. 'Cause when we kiss, ooh, fire. Later.
It's NOVA, it is Sunday morning, that's the Poetry Sisters, and a song I think we should dedicate to our newsreader, Bernie, Fire Ash, isn't it? It's just 8 minutes to 9 o'clock, and this, I think, is an amazing title to a song, Radio Gaga, from Queen.
Dublin 774-331.
In this week's Sunday World,
our girls.
Yes, many of the beauties who have adorned our front page have made it big in the international glamour stakes. Read how our girls are rocketing up the road to success and see for yourself why.
Mike Murphy.
He's the darling of the early morning risers. But what makes Mike tick? Pauline Cronin spent an early morning in the studio with the heartthrob of the housewife.
In bed.
Girls, do you know how to get a man and what to do when you have him? A special report on how to be good in bed and other things.
Lionel Richie,
the failed cleric who became high priest of rock. A special report and pictures on the life and times of the superstar.
Sunday World.
Nobody does it better.
Take the easy way out. The easy way out. Irish continental life. The easy way out.
Take Paris, Versailles, Brittany, the French Riviera, Normandy, the Loire Valley, and more. Take France, Europe, and all they have to offer. Then take the easy way out with Irish Continental Line.
Irish Continental Line, the easy way out.
Phone us today for a free colour brochure at Dublin 774-331.
Broadcasting on 819 kHz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 9 o'clock, Independent Radio News with Bernie Jameson. Good morning. A part-time RUC reservist is said to be in a serious but stable condition in hospital. The officer had an emergency operation for chest wounds after being shot by two gunmen at Kilkeel in County Down. He just finished work at a relative's shop. It's understood he managed to return several shots, but it's not known whether or not his attackers were hit. former Justice Minister Sean Doherty has called on his successor, Mr. Michael Noonan, to pursue further inquiries into the phone-tapping controversy. Speaking on last night's Late Late Show, Mr. O'Doherty said he felt justified in the tapping of certain telephones because of the leaking of high security matters to the press at the time. He said this represented a serious constitutional crisis. In Britain, a civil service union leader has accused the government of panic after its move to exclude unions from the Cheltenham Communication Centre. Mr. Peter Jones has appealed to the government to hold serious discussions on the decision to ban union membership. Mr. Jones is the secretary of the Council of Civil Service Unions, which represents all six members of GCHQ in Cheltenham. He'll be heading the union delegation, which is due to meet the Prime Minister, Mrs. Thatcher, later in the week. The British Sunday newspaper, The Sunday Times, was not published today because of a dispute involving the print union SOGAT. The editor said the building has been closed down and everyone sent home. Its sister publication, The Times, wasn't published yesterday or the day before. The Ugandan authorities have so far failed to comment on reports of a massacre of men, women and children at a village 5 miles southwest of the capital, Kampala. Survivors of the attack, who are being treated at the hospital in Kampala, now say that 30 people died when an armed gang attacked Maguma village on Friday night. The village is some distance from areas where guerrillas opposed to the government have been known to be operating recently. One reason for official reticence and comment could well be the presence in Kampala of the Archbishop of Canterbury. Jewish organizations in the United States have called on the Pope to investigate a report that Vatican officials helped a number of Nazi war criminals to escape to South America after the war. The allegations against the Vatican followed the declassification by the State Department in Washington of a secret report written in 1947 by an American diplomat based in Rome. Finally, there's a guarded message about a traffic accident in Dublin last Thursday. It happened at about 8 o'clock in the morning when a man was hit by a motorcyclist opposite the CIE bus depot in Ringsend in Dublin. The man has since died. Witnesses are asked to contact the Gardaí at Irishtown or any Garda station. Independent Radio News from Dublin, it's 9:03.
Radio Nova.
Thank you, Bernie. Dublin's forecast. It'll remain cold with ground frost in most areas this morning. Showers of hail or thunder later. The winds are southwesterly direction, fresh and gusty. And the temperatures ranging today between 3 and 7 degrees Celsius. Good morning. It's Chris Barry on Nova till 12 noon today.
Always have to be
S-O-S, S-O-S, S-O-S.
never knew my days were empty till you filled my nights with love. Never knew it was simply you I'd been dreaming of. Confused, and I don't know what to do. I still can't get over loving you. I've had times, but I can't get you off my mind. No, I still can't get over loving you. Every time I run into your friends, I just have to ask them, with who and where you've been. And when they tell me what I really didn't want to know, it only breaks my heart and makes me want you more. When I hear your name, I get more insane, cause I still can't get over loving you. I can't turn it loose, though I know it's self-abuse. I still can't get over loving you. I've tried to get involved with someone new, but it's just no use, cause I expect them to be like you. Baby, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Every girl I date resembles you. Oh, help me, baby, I'm going crazy. I still can't get over loving you. No, tear my heart apart, cause I still can't get over loving you. Girl, I'm so sad, and it hurts me so bad, knowing you're with someone else.
Someone else.
Oh. So I have no right to be, I'm filled with jealousy, cause I want you for myself. I'm not blaming you. Oh, baby, it's not your fault if you don't feel the way.
It's NOVA and a Sunday morning. That's Ray Parker Jr. and I Still Can't Get Over Losing You. Before that, we did a little piece from that unfortunate little record that didn't sound the best at all. It's 14 minutes past 9. If you've just woken up, good morning to you. Hope you stay with us till 12 noon today. And later on, of course, it's Casey, the program you love to hate, with the AT40 around about 12 noon today.
Feeling super with Super Plenamins.
Me? Need vitamins? I didn't think so. I sit in an office all day, but then I get lots of exercise like jogging and dancing, which burns a lot of energy, especially if you're dieting. That's when my chemist recommended Super Plenamins. Just one daily gives me all the vitamins, minerals, and iron I need for less than 10 p a day.
Feeling super with Super Plenamin.
Ask your chemist for Super Plenamins today.
You could be going on a summer holiday. No more working for a week or two. Budget travel for your summer holidays will make your dreams come true. Budget travel for you. We're going where the sun shines brightly. We're going where the sea is blue. You've seen it in the movies. Make your dreams come true. Budget travel for you.
Come into a winter wonderland at the Dublin Ice Rink in Dolphin's Barn. We're open every afternoon and evening. And on Saturdays and Sundays, we're open morning, afternoon and evening. So, if you're into a bit of crack, put a glide in your stride and come along to the Dublin Ice Rink Dolphin's Barn and enter a winter wonderland. The Dublin Ice Rink, the coolest place in town.
I'd almost given up hope of finding an apartment for under £34,000 until I discovered Stradbrook Hill. Now I look forward to coming home to my luxury one-bedroom apartment situated close to Dunleary. If you want to feel like I do, call to see the show flats at weekends between 2.30 and 4. Elmland Builders. Make your dreams a reality.
Shattered windscreen, door or vent glass? Get rapid service from the experts. All Weather Truck and Auto Glass Company. Grand Canal Quay Branch, open all day Sunday.
Your music is Radio Nova.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on.
Everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance.
fiesta forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta forever. Come on and sing along. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta forever. Come on and sing my song.
Come on.
And a VA on a Sunday morning, that's Leo Serre from 1975 and Thunder in My Heart. I'll be back with you after the news at 10 this morning. Life is Celebration is next, following the ads.
Oh, this flashback, what a picture, what a photograph.
And what a competition. £11,000 in holiday prizes must be won, including 12 fabulous JWT Continental holidays. Collect an entry form with every order only at 1 hour photo. So,
clap hands. Stamp your feet, bang it on the big bass drum. What a picture, what a service, dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. One-hour photo, the one.
One-hour photo, Grafton Street, opposite Trinity College, Galleria and ILAC Centre.
It's happening everywhere you go. The Great Forecourt Festival from Texaco, and it's coming to a service station near you. Be on the lookout for the great new-look Texaco service station in Churchtown, which reopens on Wednesday, January 25th at 3:30 p.m. And the fun goes on right through till Saturday. Meet Charlie Chaplin, who will give you free Cokes, crisps, and lots more for the kids, plus 1,000 one-pound petrol vouchers for you, the motorist. Another Great Forecourt celebration from Texaco, designed with your service in mind. Texaco, where motoring excitement begins.
Oh, so long.
Listen to him. Can't wait to get off on his Abbey travel holiday to Italy.
Kiss me, my darling.
He came over all romantic when he saw the Abbey travel brochure with the Ligurian coast featured. That's the Italian Riviera to you. Nicest part of Italy to see and go straight off and books. And now it's pizza this and spaghetti that. Abbey travel have a lot to answer for.
So always ask about Abbey.
First class holiday value. Moy Glass, the household name in aluminium windows and doors. Phone 503-232.
Your music is radio number.
Good morning, you're with Donnie and John for the next half an hour for Life is a Celebration.
Apologies for not being on the air last Sunday. This morning we're joined by Brendan Ford, a priest who has been working for the past 11 years in Chile and who was deported a couple of months ago along with another Irish priest and an Australian. To start our programme, we've a track from Christa Borg.
I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet, and they whisper the word
revolution.
There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships lying off the coast, and they dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind,
revolution.
Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before. When our cannons will roar,
Well, my first impressions of Chile, I arrived there in January of 72. It was of a beautiful country. It was summertime. And the first thing that struck me was the beauty of the people. But also there was, it was very alive, Chile, because Chile at that time had the first elected Marxist government in the world. And there was a great hope for the people, especially for the poor. They were organized, the women in the shanty towns, the men were organized, and the youth as well were organized in their groups, looking to come together, to work together for some better type of life. So there was a great resurgence among the people and great hope. And very often there'd be marches of 500,000 people through the streets of Santiago, of the poor people. And this was a great eye-opener for me. Also, another thing that struck me very much there was there was a great musical resurgence among the people, and especially among the young people. And popular poets, popular musicians sang about the hopes, the struggles, the joys and sorrows of the people. One of these especially was Victor Jara, who was later killed because this government was overthrown by the military. But he wrote, "What Song Meant for Chile," expresses an awful lot the beauty and the hope of the Chileans. He says, "My guitar is not for the rich. No, nothing like that. My song is of the ladder we are building to reach the stars. For a song has meaning when it beats in the veins of a man who will die singing, truthfully singing his song." This expresses an awful lot of what Chile was about. And Victor died singing. He was murdered.
And you mentioned there, Brendan, that in fact this regime was overthrown. How did that come about?
It came about, it was a military coup in 1973, which was also helped organize by the CIA. And the president, President Allende, was killed in his palace. And many thousands of people were killed in the days afterwards. And in fact, out of a population of 1 million, of 11 million, 1 million are now in exile in the last 10 years.
And this next number, which we have coming up by Moving Hearts, called Allende, gives you an idea of that overthrow in Chile.
The night hawk blinds and the owl cries as we're driving down the road. Listening to the music on an all-night radio show. The announcer comes on, says if you've got ideas, I'll file the patent for you. What good's an idea that's not in the store? In a book or two. We drive through the town, but the shutters are down and the all-night restaurant's closed. It's the land of the free, they've got booze and TV and trust in the telephone booths. But the stars and the trees and the early spring breeze, they forget what assassins have done. Take our good soil in the palm of your hand and wait for tomorrow's sun. It's a long way from the heartland to Santiago Bay, where the good doctor lies with blood in his eyes and the bullet. Spends all her life driving down the road, carrying the goods, all the copper and wood. That's what makes America great. But the dollars like swallows, they fly to the south, where they know they've something to get. Allende is killed, and the truck starts rolling again. The heartland to Santiago Bay, where the good doctor lies with blood in his eyes and the bullet in the U.S. As we're driving down the road, the full moon reveals all the houses and fields
where good people do what they're told. A poet lies with coins in his eyes, there's no one around him to mourn. Who needs a poet who won't take commands, who'd rather make love than war? It's a long way from the heartland to Santiago Bay, where the good doctor lies with blood in his eyes and the bullet beat U.S. of A. The bullet beat U.S. of A.
Brendan, you went out to Chile as a missionary with certain ideas. Was the work you found yourself doing there very different from the work you were doing back home here in Ireland?
Well, I suppose I went out with preconceived ideas. I was brought up, for example, a young lad in the 50s, and I studied in the 70s and the 60s. And I had very much the type of mentality which said, if you go to Mass on Sundays, you're a good Catholic, you're a good Christian. And that seemed to be the yardstick to judge things by. Now, I went out to a country where I suppose 95, 98% are Catholic, but perhaps 2 or 3% go to Mass on Sundays. And I found that these were a beautiful people and a terrific people. And I had to ask myself a question, well, does this mean they're all in mortal sin or something? I had to change my ideas. So that was the first thing. They started to question me by the way of life. Now, another thing that happened was that living among the poor in Chile, very often the poor don't feel at home in big churches. So they became to organize themselves in small groups. People with no water, people with no light. They came together and organized themselves around that. And then on Sundays, they would celebrate. If they got water into the shanty town, they would say, look, Father, why don't we celebrate about the water? And they'd make up songs, they'd make up poems, and we'd sing about it, and we'd build a mass around it. So it was very beautiful. I learned an awful lot from the people in Chile and from those who are Christians in the church. And I found it a very simple and a meaningful way of living my Christianity. They converted me.
Yeah.
Living on free food tickets, water in the milk from the hole in the roof where the rain came through. What can we do? Tears from your baby sister, crying 'cause she doesn't have a dress without a patch for the party to go. Oh, but you know she'll get by because she's living in the love of the common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mommy's gonna love you just as much as she can. She can. It's a good thing you don't have bus fare. It would fall through the hole in your pocket and you'd lose it in the snow on the ground. Walking to town to find a job, trying to keep your hands warm, but the hole in your shoe lets the snow come through and it chills to the bone. Boy, you better go home where it's warm and you can live. Much as she can, and she can. Living on dreams ain't easy,
Brendan, you suddenly found yourself back here in Ireland after 11 years working in Chile. You were deported. Did you find much change within our society when you came back home? And would you see much difference in the church today than in the one you left 11 years ago?
Well, I think certainly society has changed in Ireland, and it has been. I had been coming home every 3 years, and it was 3 years since I was home. Now, one of the things that struck me was, obviously, the unemployment was far greater, and you could see the gap between the rich and the poor was much wider. And there is a lot of cynicism towards authority, I think, whether it's political or religious leaders among the young. But something that has impressed me very much in the last few months is that there are a lot of young people in different groups who want to lead a meaningful life as Christians. They perhaps are bored with Mass and that, but they don't want that just to be all that Christianity means. So they come together and they're studying the situation, what's happening in Ireland. They're seeing the problems, they're seeing the unemployment. And they come together, they discuss this, and then they are looking for ways, how can we as Christians face this problem? Now, I think that's terrific hope for the church in Ireland and for society. And I would say it's very like perhaps other countries like Chile and other countries of Brazil in Latin America were like 15 years ago. The church began to change when the people came together, discussed their problems, and they began to express their faith in ways that they were at home with.
Would you say, Brendan, that the young people in Ireland today are satisfied with the vision that we have of our country?
I would say that there are a group of young people who are thinking and who are very dissatisfied the way society is going. And just a short while ago, it was just before Christmas, some 20 groups came together of young people in different places around Dublin, all working for justice in one way or another. And they were looking and wanting to see Ireland, some new vision of Ireland. And I think that's very important, that young people are coming together and they're saying, we are not satisfied the way it's going. We are becoming very materialistic and we want a society where we can live more as brothers and sisters. And I believe that is beginning to happen in Ireland.
My pride.
Brendan, you went out to Chile as a missionary with certain ideas. Was the work you found yourself doing there very different from the work you were doing back home here in Ireland?
Well, I suppose I went out with preconceived ideas. I was brought up, for example, a young lad in the 50s, and I studied in the 70s and the 60s. And I had very much the type of mentality which said, if you go to Mass on Sundays, you're a good Catholic, you're a good Christian. And that seemed to be the yardstick to judge things by. Now, I went out to a country where I suppose 95, 98% are Catholic, but perhaps 2 or 3% go to Mass on Sundays. And I found that these were a beautiful people and a terrific people. And I had to ask myself a question, well, does this mean they're all in mortal sin or something? I had to change my ideas. So that was the first thing. They started to question me by the way of life. Now, another thing that happened was that living among the poor in Chile, very often the poor don't feel at home in big churches. So they became to organize themselves in small groups. People with no water, people with no light. They came together and organized.
Brendan, you're going back to South America soon, and for some people listening, they'd probably think you're completely mad. Why are you going back?
Well, I've lived 11 years there, and the people grow into you. I would feel part of the people of Latin America. They're beautiful people, and I have nothing but gratitude for the people, what they showed me. They showed me what the real face of Christ was. Now, also, at this particular moment, they are suffering an awful lot. They've been persecuted, tortured, and killed in most countries of Latin America. So I feel I would like to go back and enter their history again, be part of their history at this particular moment, and enter this stream of history and walk along with them. They have given me the most wonderful 11 years of my life, and I would like to go back and give the rest what I have, my years, back and walk with them. It's a terrific adventure. It's a terrific vision. It's a terrific path to walk, and they're the most beautiful people that I know in the world to walk it with.
Standing in the station, I am waiting for a train.
to take me to the border, to my loved one far away. I watched a bunch of soldiers heading for the war. I could hardly even bear to see them go. Rolling through the countryside, tears are in my eyes. We're coming to the borderline. I'm ready with my life. In the early morning rain, I see her there. And I know I'll have to say goodbye again.
Just about up. Over the last few weeks we've had loads of posts, and we'd like to thank in a very special way Patricia from Morkinstown, who had some very good suggestions for a future programme. Thanks also to Colette from Dunleary and Dermot Cruz for comments received. If you'd like to drop us a line, you can reach us at Life is a Celebration, Radio Nova, 19 Herbert Street, Dublin 2. From John, goodbye till next Sunday.
Our thanks to Brendan Ford for being with us this morning, and we wish him all the best as he returns to South America. And I'd like to leave you with a single thought from Allende, the former president of Chile. He said, neither crime nor force are strong enough to hold back the process of social change. History belongs to us because it is made by the people.
listening on 819 kHz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 10 o'clock, Independent Radio News with Bernie Jameson. Good morning. A part-time RUC reservist is said to be in a serious but stable condition in hospital. The officer had an emergency operation for chest wounds after being shot by two gunmen at Kilkeel in County Down. He'd just finished work at a relative's shop. It's understood he managed to return several shots, but it's not known whether or not his attackers were hit. Armed raiders shot and wounded a shop assistant on Belfast's Antrim Road last night. It happened at an off-licence and the assistant was wounded in the ear during a struggle. A 16-year-old cyclist was killed when he was hit by a car at Brackenville, Coal Island, last night. He was Gerard Devlin of River Park in Coal Island, son of National Cycling Association official Seamus Devlin. The SDLP annual conference in Belfast ends today. The party leader, Mr. Hume, told the conference last night he was confident that the New Ireland Forum would be successful. He felt it would lead to political stability in the north. The British Sunday newspaper, the Sunday Times, was not published today because of a dispute involving the print union SOGAT. The editor said the building had been closed down and everyone sent home. Its sister publication, the Times, wasn't published yesterday or the day before. The Ugandan authorities have so far failed to comment on reports of a massacre of men, women and children at a village 5 miles southwest of the capital, Kampala. Survivors of the attack who are being treated at the hospital in Kampala now say that 30 people died when an armed gang attacked Maguma village on Friday night. The village is some distance from areas where guerrillas opposed to the government have been known to be operating recently. One reason for official reticence and comment could well be the presence in Kampala of the Archbishop of Canterbury. Jewish organizations in the United States have called on the Pope to investigate a report that Vatican officials helped a number of Nazi war criminals to escape to South America after the war. The allegations against the Vatican follow the declassification by the State Department in Washington of a secret report written in 1947 by an American diplomat based in Rome. Finally, Lucky the Turtle will have to get by with just one front flipper. However, this is just one more flipper than she had a couple of weeks ago. Doctors in Miami performed a unique operation to replace the two front flippers she lost during a shark attack. It cost £35,000 to fit Lucky with a pair of steel-belted rubber flippers, but unfortunately one of the new flippers fell off. They tried to replace it last night but failed, but the experts say she'll be able to swim just fine with only one. Independent Radio News from Dublin, it's 3 minutes past ten.
Radio Nova.
I give up. Dublin's forecast. It'll be remain cold with some ground frost in areas this morning, with showers of hail or thunder later. The winds are southwesterly in direction, fresh and gusty. The temperatures ranging today to between 3 and 7 degrees Celsius. This weather's wrong, you know. It's a lovely day outside. Should they make it up as they go along? 3 minutes after ten. Good morning.
Something's wrong. Things aren't right. And it turns into a silly fight. You walk out, I get mad. And we both just end up feeling bad. Through the heat of a fight. And the trouble that we're going through.
out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside, there was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going.
Dolly Parton and Islands in the Stream with, of course, was Kenny Rogers. And she was on the telly last night. I had never seen that movie before that was a reasonable box office success. 9 to 5 was on the telly last night. And to be quite honest about the whole thing, she did look a little bit smaller last night, to say the least. It's 11 minutes after 10.
Here comes the all-time favorite on a sesame seed bun. He's McDonald's Big Mac. He's always been number one.
And now when you buy a Big Mac, you get something more. A great chance to win a family holiday for four with Club Travel. That's right, buy a Big Mac, pick up an entry form, and soon your family could be enjoying a super holiday in the sun with Club Travel.
Leader of the pack, Big Mac, McDonald's and you.
In this week's Sunday World, our girls, yes,
Many of the beauties who have adorned our front page have made it big in the international glamour stakes. Read how our girls are rocketing up the road to success and see for yourself why. Mike Murphy. He's the darling of the early morning risers. But what makes Mike tick? Pauline Cronin spent an early morning in the studio with the heartthrob of the housewife. In bed. Girls, do you know how to get a man and what to do when you have him? A special report on how to be good in bed. And other things. Lionel Richie, the failed cleric who became High Priest of Rock. A special report and pictures on the life and times of the superstar. Sunday World. Nobody does it better.
Holidays have never been so good since you discovered Ryan's Travel. Now Ryan's offer you great value weekends in some of Europe's most famous cities, like London, including two nights accommodation, continental breakfast and flight, just £113. Two nights in Paris, just £173. Or two nights in Amsterdam, just £149. Some of Europe's most exciting and vibrant cities, available to you at unbeatable prices. Drop into Ryan's Travel beside the Gresham or ring them at 741-114. Holidays have never been so good.
More and more of today's modern young women are changing to Vespre super slim towels. Let's hear from Barbara Klusky, one of Ireland's top models.
Modelling is an exciting life, but it's also a demanding one. You've got to look your best week in, week out, no matter what sort of clothes you're wearing. That's why super slim Vespre is the only towel for me. If you haven't tried Vespre, you'll be pleasantly surprised when you do. And once you do, you'll never change back.
Vespre is three times slimmer than the leading towel you can buy, yet it's every bit as effective. It's so comfortable you hardly know you're wearing it, and so discreet no one else ever will. Super Slim Vespre from Johnson & Johnson. Full-size protection in a super slim towel.
Radio Nova.
This is Casey Kasem getting set to count down the nation's biggest hits on American Top 40. The countdown can be heard this afternoon from 12 until 4 in stereo right here on Radio Nova.